Roth, what a great talk. I'm not a nutritionist. I know nothing about obesity. I'm a policy modeler. I build the class of models that Roth was just talking about, one of those classes, system dynamics. And what I'm going to talk about is a methodological footnote to these discussions that I hope you find interesting. We've been working with groups of stakeholders with techniques to how to build the class of models that Roth was talking about. So let me give you three examples to think about. Imagine that the governor of Vermont and the secretary and the stakeholders interested in increases in Medicaid were to get together in a room and want to build a complex system-level model. And they had 2 days to do it. What would they do? Imagine that a group of corporate stakeholders wanted to get together and spend 2 days trying to understand a new product launch, and we had engineers working together with marketers, working together with financiers. We have the stakeholders in the room who understand the situation, limited amount of time to build a model. Imagine that we had 15 people in this room who wanted to get together for 2 days to build a complex systems level model of obesity. We had to do it quickly in 2 days. What techniques would we use? And that's what I want to talk to you about. That's what our group model building is about, to support that kind of collaborative stakeholder engagement. So I'm going to talk about a little bit about that. I want to talk a little bit about system dynamics group model building. And I'm going to tell you very quickly, working over the last 15 years, our group, one of several groups in the world, has put together a series of techniques for working with groups to build these complex models. So, group model building, and the core is collaborative stakeholder engagement. Imagine that we get those corporate executives together who are interested in product launch. Another interesting example is depletion of forestation in sub-Saharan Africa by tribal villagers. That actually has been modeled. One of the tasks is actually drawing a picture of the system. People are very familiar with, it's very easy to get people to draw pictures of systems interactions. But what we're interested in doing is moving beyond those visualizations, those pictures of the structure of the system, to building running computer simulation models. So what is group model? It's a form of decision support. It involves group facilitation, model building, and all of this is done with system dynamics models. What are system dynamics models? They're a first cousin to the agent-based models that Roth was just talked about. They're aggregate, state-determined. It's a special class of system dynamics models. I won't spend much time on this. And what do we do? This is an actual picture. What do we do in these sessions? This is a group we worked with for actually 2 days who are interested in launching criminal justice systems in the state of New York. This was a picture that they drew. This was a simulation of that picture working over time. So the intention of this is to working in a time frame of 1 or 2 days to build serious model structures that analyze serious overtime dynamic behavior. And from time to time, we will also do scenario-based analysis. This is a scenario of flooding behavior on a floodplain. This is what our work looks like. We typically work in a room which has a lot of paper on the walls. It has whiteboards on the walls. There's usually several projected screens. This is a team of welfare managers in Dutchess County, New York, who are interested in understanding their response to welfare reform at the county level. But it's a group of people interacting, and we provide facilitation support. We have problem definition meetings. We go through group modeling approaches. We actually go through formal model formulation. We roll out the model with the community, and we stick with the group until the model makes change happen for that particular group of stakeholders. In our work, we've come to believe, and the way we teach this, is that there are three principles. We believe that you're going to get yourself killed if you go into this situation if you don't have a properly organized modeling team, so we pay a lot of attention to the people, teamwork in the room. We spend a lot of attention paying attention to scripts. By scripts, we mean if you're going to spend 2 days working with a group, we would know what we're going to be doing basically in 15-minute blocks for the whole 2 days. Very, very highly scripted, organized, structured, and we believe that this part of it is very teachable. Most of our work recently has been on improvisation. That is the unstructured work that you do with the group, and how do you teach that? We have this R2-D2 and 3CPO is kind of, this is the icon that represents our scripted work. You remember that R2-D2 has all that kind of technical stuff, and he's in there, you know, working around with the technical issue, and 3CPO is the universal communicator. So we found that in terms of the teamwork approach, the model building team has to bring with it technical modeling expertise as well as an ability to listen to and get the points of views of all the stakeholders in the room. Our scripted techniques, I have one here that I could talk about if we have time. I don't think I will. How we actually introduce simulation. But most of them are our paper and pencil exercises that we put a group through. We spend a lot of time worrying about how to make best use of people's mental models to extract from all the stakeholders the key information that we need. We've done our work has been dedicated to writing down this and scripting this behavior. There's two very exciting things that are happening right now. A colleague of ours by the name of Peter Hovman, who I think has been here, is working on an online resource called a Scriptopedia. He's managed to bring together most of the people in the world who do this work to get them to write down their individual scripts so that we can all learn how to do this better. And there is another initiative which is coming out of the University of Strathclyde in Scotland called a Scripts Map, which is actually, if we've got these 15-minute chunks of behavior and we want to put together 8 hours of behavior, in what order, what 32 pieces of 32 scripts do you put in order? There's actually a paper which is about to come out in Omega, which has a kind of a, if you do this, then you do that. It's kind of a branched network to get through these various scripts. This allows you to get from individual scripts to a workshop, a 1 or 2 day workshop. And we believe that, we hope that all of that has been written down and a reasonably well-trained modeler like Ross or some of the people in this room could put together a workshop. What's hardest to do is to manage a number of conversations. You've got the right team in the room, you've got the right scripts, and how do you know it's going to work? That involves improvisation. There are multiple approaches to scripted routines. Jack Vinix, Barry Richmond, our own work with my colleague George Richardson. I urge you, if you're interested in getting into this business, to look at those. Improvisation, there's various classes of improvisation, things that you want to do. And there's a growing literature on improvisation. That can get you started on the references. There's stuff that's written down. If 15 brave souls in this room wanted to get together to build a system dynamics model or an agent-based model, and you wanted to get something done in 2 days, there's a literature that can help you. Thank you.